Here's an idea for you. Budget-conscious Australians are enjoying cheaper travel worldwide and at home by listing their properties on home exchange websites. And a Ballarat resident who's done it a lazy 120 times, 120 nights for free, is Kerry DeMunk, and she joins me in studio this morning. Hello, Kerry.
Hi, Brett.
It's so simple, but so smart. Why aren't more people doing it?
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd encourage people to really join up some of these sites. It's a fantastic way of seeing the world or even your own state or the country. It doesn't have to be, you know, an international trip that you take. Not only are you saving loads of money, but you're getting that real experience of living like a local. It's fantastic.
Imagine if you did the sums on your 120 nights. I mean, you can spend, you know, $150 a night up to $1,000 a night and beyond.
It's
eye-watering,
yeah,
isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. It's just amazing. Really.
So, Kerry, take us back to, when was it, around 2017 or so that you first started? You had a chance meeting with a US couple at Las Vegas Airport.
That's right. Our daughter was quite young at the time and we were, both families were delayed at the airport, flights were delayed, and our daughter, like young ones will do, was spinning around and doing a bit of a dance and caught the eye of these people.
As you do, yeah.
And we got chatting and these people had always wanted to come to Australia for a holiday. Many hours later we exchanged different ideas and the like, and she said to us, gee, we should swap homes. And I'd never even thought about it before. I didn't know what she was talking about. We just really clicked. We exchanged phone numbers and addresses and we had multiple phone calls over the years chatting. We haven't formally exchanged with them. However, our first exchange in the US, we actually invited them to come and stay in the home with us because we had a paid accommodation in the States the following year. They said, why not come and stay with us? And we felt a bit strange. It's like we chatted them, you know, for a couple of hours at the airport and that was that. They subsequently invited us to stay with their friends in the Georgian mountains, of all places.
Oh,
I would
lovely.
Never consider going to Georgia, but it was amazing. My daughter was catching fireflies, and this was on the 4th of July.
Beautiful.
You know, it was just a fantastic experience. It was really wonderful.
So, Kerry, it's kind of like living like a local, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's getting out of the hotel circuit and going
right.
and staying someone's home and being part of their community.
That's right. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Where else have you been?
Goodness. Well, we've done loads of exchanges in Victoria and Australia. So we go to Melbourne almost every year. We're originally from Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll spend a weekend or, you know, three or four nights in the Docklands or Port Melbourne. We've been to Airlie Beach, Sherbrooke, Bali. In fact, we're going to Bali in a few weeks' time.
Oh, stop it, please. Stop it.
As long as Jetstar gets back.
that's a very good point.
We've been to, where else have we been? Florida, New Orleans. You know, it's just fantastic.
And how much has this cost you?
Well, I think the yearly fee is around $140. It's cheaper if you go for 3 years. You can join up as a trial member. So just see what you think, have a look at the Facebook page and get a feel for the community and see if it's right for you. You've really got nothing to lose. I mean, if you think that $330, for example, which is the fee for people like us, Home Exchange, so that's people like us.world that I'm a member of, actually created by an Australian guy called Drew Seatham,
okay.
wonderful man from Sydney and his wife, Kathy. That is like $330 for 3 years. I mean, that's often less than the price of one night's accommodation.
Very true, yeah. Are there caps on how many nights or where you can go?
No, not at all.
As many
as you want.
You just wheel and deal with other members on this site.
Exactly right. You might sit there for 2 years and not have an exchange because you're not in the situation to actually go anywhere. You might be planning perhaps a big trip for a couple of years' time, or just simply getting an idea. But I just think the money that you outlay initially is absolutely worth every cent.
Now, people are people, Kerry. Some people, they can be a little bit messy or maybe we don't quite trust them as much as someone else.
Yeah.
Are there problems in that space?
I imagine there have been members who've had problems before. We've not had any problems. We're very fortunate. I think it's all about setting up a feeling of expectation and trust first off. So you don't want to just give it out to anybody. You want to have the conversation with someone, hopefully, you know, on the phone or just via email, to get a feel for what they're hoping to achieve.
Okay, so you try and have a conversation?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And then in the end, you kind of come away almost being like friends, you know.
Yeah.
Like we've been on exchanges before where we've met the host just on the initial, you know, arrival. Sometimes we've not actually met them in person, but we've had phone conversations.
Mm.
And you just build up a wonderful rapport. But I think it's really important to set those expectations. So, for example, when we go, we will absolutely leave the home exactly the way we found it. In fact, I'm a bit freaky. I do that in an Airbnb too. So, but I'm a rare commodity. But, you know, a lot of people will, you know, you will sometimes give a gift to your host, like a bottle of wine or some cheese or whatever it might be, just to say thank you for allowing you to stay in their home. But it's, yeah, I think you do need to have those conversations about...
Have a conversation and maybe be a little bit vigilant and, what, set the boundaries as well?
I think so.
Yeah. Do you leave a list on the kitchen bench?
Oh, no.
No? You must do this. Don't touch that.
No, not at all. Mm. Look, some people even exchange cards.
Oh, what a cracking idea.
I know. It's fantastic. I really encourage people to give it a go.
And Kerry, there is a rating system though, right? So after you leave someone's house in Melbourne or the other side of the world, they will rate Kerry DeMonk.
That's right. Yeah. So you're encouraged. So when you leave, you're encouraged to leave a rating for your host. So in other words, about their communication, you know, were they easy to deal with? Was the home what you expected?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want people to think either that it needs to be some palatial mansion. Not at all.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Does it need to be a fancy joint?
No, not at all. Some of them are. Some of them are amazing.
I bet they are.
But then that can set people up for a feeling of, I don't know, you know, inadequacy in that they think, gee, I can't list my home.
Yes.
But they can. You know, people want to go to different places. Like Ballarat, for example, has got so much to offer.
Mm.
We know that. We live here for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend of mine, a colleague actually, recently said, gee, I'd love to join, but who'd want to come to Ballarat? I don't have a holiday house and I don't have a view. And I said, but that doesn't matter at all. You've got a really nice home in Winter Valley, and Ballarat attracts tens of thousands of people every year for a reason. You know, whether it's Sovereign Hill or Ballarat Wildlife Park, we've got lots to offer, fabulous
our heritage. Yep.
Exactly right. And we're also kind of well situated to explore other areas. So someone might come up from Melbourne and stay. They might come from Queensland, Western Australia, or it might be an international who would then like to explore other areas, the Goldfields, the Grampians, Melbourne, you know, the Great Ocean Road and all the rest. So, you know, I don't want people to think, oh, I can't do it because my house isn't anything special. People want a place, a nice, clean, neat place to stay. And, you know, they would be very appreciative of that opportunity.
So, Kerry, you swap your place down at Ocean Groves, but are people actually doing it here in Ballarat yet? Are you aware?
Well, there would be,
okay.
But I don't know who they are.
Right.
I think certainly on my the platform that I'm on People Like Us, no one from Ballarat is there. In fact, I know that the founder, Drew Seedham, really, really is encouraging people from Ballarat to join.
There you go. There's an opportunity, folks.
He and his lovely wife, Kathy, are dying to get back here. We met and had lunch at Piper's. Gee, it's almost 12 months ago now, I think. And they just adored. They'd never been to Ballarat before and keen to get back again. It's a fabulous town, city.
They just need a place to swap, don't they?
Exactly right.
I'm sure someone can fix that today. Kerry, what's the fanciest place you've ever stayed at? Like, has there been a joint with five bathrooms and a swimming pool and the Ferrari in the garage and that sort of thing?
Well, not the Ferrari.
Right.
We did stay at a place with six bedrooms and five bathrooms.
That should be
enough.
And
a swimming pool in Florida.
Okay.
That was wonderful. One of the bedrooms was even had a big painting of Elsa from
Frozen. Which... Oh, horrifying. I would have stayed in the room next door. Yeah, it would.
But that was wonderful. But probably the most visually appealing was a place that we stayed in New Orleans, right in the French Quarter.
Oh, beautiful.
If you Googled, you know, French Quarter, New Orleans, you would see a house similar to this. It was one of those two-story, beautiful heritage buildings right on a corner with the lovely, iron lacework out the front.
Mm.
It was just absolutely amazing. And we actually had the host from that particular apartment pick us up in his scrubs. He was a surgeon.
Okay.
He picked us up from the airport in his scrubs and very kindly drove us back to his home to welcome us.
So service with a smile from the surgeon, hey?
Exactly right. Incredible. Phenomenal.
So there's lots of these platforms out there, but if you want to look at the one that Kerry DeMunk is involved with, it's People Like Us. Well, you've had some great experiences, Kerry, and rather enviously, you've got many more ahead of you, haven't you, hey?
I know, have indeed. You'll have to sign up, Brett.
Yes. How could we not after this chat? Swap your house. It just makes sense. Kerry DeMunk, thanks for your time on Ballarat Today.
You're welcome.
Spring.